At CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's Carers Week. You may have heard us talking about it so far, and even give you the chance to partake as well at cfmtas.com.au and be rewarded in the form of a Woolworths voucher.
Yeah, that's right. We have so many carers here in Tasmania, and we want to shine a light on them and the amazing work that they do. David Brennan joins us now, the CEO of Carers Tasmania. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Great to chat again. Mate, what is a carer?
Mate, good question. A carer is a family member or a friend caring for somebody with disability, with chronic, terminal or mental ill health, who is frail-aged or has an alcohol or other drug issue.
And some of those stats, is it like one in every six people is a carer? Is that right?
Mate, you're right across the detail. You're exactly right. So if you think about a street you live in, that's one in six houses has a carer in Tasmania. It's the highest ratio of carers in the country. Nationally, it's about one in eight. Tassie, it's one in six. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, again, how do you know if you're a carer? Because you said that there are thousands of Tasmanians that are carers and don't even know that that's what they're doing.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, the problem is everybody just thinks that they're a husband, a wife, a child, a grandchild, and, you know, they don't look at the different hats they have on. But I look at it like this. So as a person, I'm a father. That's one hat that I wear. I'm a husband. I'm a CEO. You know, I'm a friend. I'm a community member. And at times I've had to be a carer myself, and that's a hat that you have to, you know, in your mind, put on and take off and understand that that comes with a whole lot of responsibilities and feelings and weights and emotions.
I think it's important that we have weeks such as this one, so Carers Week, where we're shining a light and rewarding and acknowledging carers that we've got here in Tassie, because it is a difficult role, and it's a role that some carers might not want to recognise themselves for fear of not wanting to be a burden on the person that they are caring for. Is that a fair assumption?
No, that's very true. But for that reason, we ask all those in those caring roles to think of themselves as carers, because it just kind of cuts you a break and says, okay, you know, I mightn't feel like I'm coping in this particular situation, and that's okay. Whereas if I'm thinking of it just as I'm a son, then, you know, you feel guilt and you feel a whole range of emotions that you don't need to kind of carry around. But, you know, help is available. The Carer Gateway is there to really provide a whole range of support for carers, so, you know, they don't need to feel alone.
So, for example, when you say people are carers and don't even know it, is this like maybe doing the shopping for your grandparents?
Well,
or does it get a bit more involved than that?
It's a bit more involved. As I said at the beginning, if the person that you're caring for has one of those conditions. So if you're caring for your grandparents and they're frail age and they just simply can't get out and about, then that probably constitutes caring. But if it was just, you know, the grandparents are mobile and out and enjoying life, but it was just something you did that day, then it's probably not within the definition. Then you're just a grandchild.
So you said there are thousands of carers. If you were to put a dollar value on this, I mean, that really adds up, doesn't it?
It does. Deloitte Access Economics did a report they released in May for Carers Australia. There's 2.2 billion hours of unpaid care being provided nationally every year. And if you were to replace that, $77.9 billion.
That's
bigger than, if in GDP terms, that's bigger than primary industry contributes.
So yeah, what happens on Carers Week or in Carers Week? Are there some events to mark the occasion? Has it looked a little bit differently in 2020 as so many other events and occasions have?
Yeah, it has, although we are having some events in Devonport, for example. We've got, on Thursday, we've got a screening of The Secret Garden for carers. And we're also supporting the Men Care 2 barbecue at 7:30 at Ulverston. But of course, we're not able to have as many people. It's pretty tough. We're not able to put on refreshments for people, for carers, you know. So it is different. But the exciting part, I have to say, is that for the first time in many months, we've been able to have some face-to-face events. So
And
timing's probably good just before the borders open.
So good.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that gateway as well, which is a great resource for people that are carers and finding themselves under the pump.
Yes, that's right. There's a range of supports, counselling, information, helping navigate the maze of all the different supports, peer support and financial supports. If anybody wants to call, 1-800-422-737 or just search Carer Gateway.
So at very least, this week we're encouraging everyone to acknowledge those around them that might be working in that unpaid role as a carer. We've also got a great competition rewarding our local carers happening at cfmtas.com.au. Thank you for all that you do at Carers Taz. David, thanks again for your time.
Oh, look, thank you both for your interest and your obvious understanding of carers. I think we all appreciate that.
Not a problem. Thanks, mate. News time next. And, of course, if you'd like to tell us why you care, you can in 50 words or less at cfmtaz.com.au, and you may be rewarded by the end of the show with $100 to spend at Woolworths.